Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Concerned the issue could cause the vehicle to move with the gear shift in neutral, spurring Toyota to recall 280,000 pickup trucks and sport utes.
Certain parts of the vehicle's automatic transmissions may not promptly disengage, and that could cause the vehicles to creep forward, increasing the risk of a crash. The recall includes Toyota Tundra pickups and Lexus LX600 SUVs from the 2022 and 23 model years, along with 2023 and 24 Toyota Sequoia SUVs.
ABC's Daria Albinger. His two-year-old daughter hospitalized after shooting herself with his revolver. Michael Tolbert of Flint, Michigan, is the first person charged under a new state law requiring safe storage of guns. A judge in Waukegan, Illinois, set a trial date next year, February, for the trial of Robert Cremo III, who fatally shot seven people during a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois, in 2022. This is ABC News. Shakeup in the executive suite. At Boeing.
Boeing announcing it's reorganizing its 737 MAX program, which has had a rough few years after the deadly crashes that grounded MAX planes for months and the recent door plug flying off. The company announcing a new head of the MAX program and other leadership changes. The head of commercial airplanes at Boeing saying it's working to ensure every airplane meets or exceeds all safety requirements.
ABC's Alex Stone. The Senate Commerce Committee announced National Transportation Safety Board Chair Jennifer Homendy will be the lead-off witness at a March 6th hearing on the Alaska Airlines door plug breakaway. Figure skating getting a little more diverse. Howard University is the first ever figure skating team from a historically black college or university competing this weekend at the University of Delaware. Many of the 14-member team have been skating since childhood. The program working with a group that uplifts underserved figure skaters. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin businesses suffering losses during the warm, dry winter can apply for federal disaster loans. The U.S. Small Business Administration says its disaster coverage will extend to businesses hurt by the lack of winter weather this season. Businesses that cater to outdoor recreation are especially hard hit. Eric Hovde is officially in the race for U.S. Senate in Wisconsin. He made his campaign announcement Tuesday on social media.
Our country is facing enormous challenges. Our economy, our health care, crime, and open borders. Everything is going in the wrong direction. All Washington does is divide us and talk about who's to blame.
Of the Republicans in the race, Hovde presents the most formidable challenge to incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Woody is back in the clubhouse. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers making it official today. Pitcher Brandon Woodruff signs a two-year deal with a third-year option to return to the crew. He had surgery on his shoulder last October and was asked, how's he doing so far?
I'm just a little bit over 4 months in. I started a throwing program last week, and that's been going good. It's a slow and steady progression, but as of right now, I feel good. I feel completely normal. Now it's just all about getting my shoulder back used to, you know, the stresses that we do day in and day out. But as of right now, I'm doing great, just following protocol, and, you know, look forward to getting out to Maryvale and getting with the staff and continuing that buildup. So, but as far as 4 months in, man, I'm doing good.
No timetable yet if he could return this year. The Brewers also officially signing catcher Gary Sanchez to a one-year contract. College basketball, Marquette at home tonight. They take on the DePaul Blue Demons. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies here in the overnight as our lows drop to the lower 30s. We'll have light winds. Sunshine expected to return Thursday, though, with afternoon highs generally in the mid-50s. Winds will turn to the west. A few clouds around the area Thursday night. Currently 35 degrees.
Thursday on Matt and Air On Air, Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us for a public service announcement. Then we talk sports with Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Radcliffe. Hope you'll join us.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, Matthew Cunningham Cook. He's a researcher and writer focusing on healthcare, capital markets, and retirement policy. His most recent piece is for Wendell Potter's Substack newsletter. It's called Healthcare Uncovered. You can find it at wendellpotter.substack.com. And Matthew, the title to Matthew's piece is Company Behind Joe Namath Medicare Advantage Ads Has a Long Rap Sheet of Misconduct. Fascinating. Matthew, welcome to the program. Tell us about this company. Where did they come from? Who are they? And why are we seeing 3,670 of their advertisements between October 15 and December 7th last year?
Yeah, so they are one of the most recognizable ads for Medicare Advantage. Former football superstar Joe Namath, who's now 80 years old, hawking the Medicare Coverage Helpline, which is what's called a third-party marketing organization, which generates leads that are then sold off to brokers who then set up seniors with a Medicare Advantage plan with United Health or Humana or one of the Blue Cross Blue Shield plans or whichever. What we found in our story is that this company has gone through four or five different name changes in 6 years. It just emerged out of bankruptcy. It was prosecuted by the Securities and Exchange Commission. It was prosecuted by the Federal Trade Commission.
Didn't they go into bankruptcy because they got hit with a huge judgment for fraud?
Yeah, they went into bankruptcy because they got hit with at the same time as getting hit with a huge judgment for fraud. They didn't try to escape paying that $100 million fine to the FTC. Really, what we found is they were trying to escape pending class action lawsuits for their violation of the Telephone Consumer Protection Act, which prevents telemarketers from basically cold calling without ultimately revealing the final employer that they are working for, in this case, a Medicare Advantage insurance plan or a Medicare Advantage broker. And we revealed court filings that haven't been publicly reported until now that suggest that there were 7 million phone numbers in this company that's now called Blue Lantern, and before that was called Benefit, and before that was called Health Insurance Innovations. Had 7 million numbers, dialed people 16 million times, all of them potential violations of the TCPA. And under this bankruptcy, they're now basically free from that litigation. To still be liable for their TCPA violations, people impacted by their potentially criminal behavior have to affirmatively opt out from the litigation release authorized by the Southern Texas Bankruptcy Court. And so obviously that's going to be an enormously difficult hurdle for, you know, 7 million people to do that. And that means that the economic value to any class action litigation going forward is very limited.
It's marginal.
It's unlikely that litigation.
So I grew up with Joe Namath.
Yeah.
You know, they called him Broadway Joe. And he was he was a major football star. But he always, he used to dress in these long, fur coats and things. He was always like Mr. Flashy, you know, he was very, 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 kind of part of the culture, I guess, back in the 70s and 80s or whatever the era was. It was when I was much, much younger. How does Joe Namath feel about this? Does he, you know, does he realize that he's a front man for what is alleged to be a skeezy company, for lack of a better phrase, or is that just fine with him? Is he concerned about his reputation? I don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, the New Republic, his agent said to the New Republic, you know, that he's not in charge of vetting in 2021, that he's not in charge of vetting who he works for. But what we report in the story, too, is that, you know, Joe Namath, you know, has a history of kind of associating with shady characters. And so this is kind of par for the course.
Oh, yeah, he owned a restaurant that was the mob hangout.
A bar. And,
right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. He co-owned a bar that had a bunch of mobsters and who liked to hang out there. And as a result, the NFL commissioner made him sell his interest in the bar. And then later on, it just came out last year that he employed a prolific pedophile coach at one of his football camps, and he's now being sued by one of the victims of that coach under New York's Child Victims Act, which opened the door for a bunch of litigation.
Right.
So, yeah, I think it's, you know, I think this is, you know, he sees dollar signs, is my guess, and that's where he's going to go.
here we have a company that has a long history of basically fraud or something close to it. You know, that has gotten them into legal trouble, that has generated millions of dollars in judgments against them, and yet they continue selling, they continue hustling these Medicare Advantage plans. Is that because these plans are just so insanely profitable that there's just so much money sloshing around that they can deal with a $100 million fine and they can pay Joe Namath millions of dollars presumably for doing this? I mean, is this more than anything else a testimonial to what a ripoff Medicare Advantage is?
Yeah, I mean, I wrote an article last year for The Lever about how, these Medicare Advantage costs the federal government as much as $140 billion annually relative to what traditional Medicare costs. So this is, a world historic, scam, basically. You know, it's like those of us on the left are always talking about Lockheed Martin and defense contractors, very valid critiques, but actually, I would argue that Medicare Advantage goes beyond any of the profiteering that you see at the Pentagon. And that is, it's enormously profitable. I have a story coming out that just tracks the dividends and stock buybacks. United Health in 2023 spent almost $15 billion last year on dividends and stock buybacks. That
Whoa.
Was 50% higher than the year before. So there's, there's huge money there. And I do think that this company, even with all of its shady characters and prosecutions and changes of name, has kind of figured out a secret sauce for getting more seniors into Medicare Advantage. And that's why it's continued to exist despite all of these prosecutions. So, under its current form, it's owned by Madison Dearborn, which is a Chicago-based private equity firm that has close ties to Rahm Emanuel, the ambassador to Japan and former mayor of Chicago. It's you don't always see that, right? Mm-hmm. That a small company with a long history of criminal misconduct that will continue to survive. But in this case, it does, and I think it's a testament to their ability to kind of figure out how to open the funnel and get more seniors into these very costly plans.
It's an amazing story. It's an amazing story. You can read it. Did you say it was also published over at the New Republic? You can read it over at Healthcare Uncovered, WendellPotter.substack.com, by Matthew Cunningham Cook. Matthew, thank you so much for dropping by.
Thanks so much, Tom. I appreciate it.
This
My pleasure.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour, back with more of the news of the day, how Russia rewards brutality, and your calls right after this.
You're broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on weekdays South Main from 6 till 8. He's Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 93.3 FM, WISS.
You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left 5-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available now in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth's bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com. Promo code TOM, T-H-O-M.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black history story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories, will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights. But police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for Black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more Black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Extra.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they'd love it. I mean, after all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. We saw, you know, Blue and Chewy, both of them lost a little bit of weight. They got healthier. They got more spring in their step. They seem more enthusiastic about life. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Tom. DrMartyPets.com/THOM. 21 minutes past the hour. And let's see here. Company behind Joe Namath. We just... Oh, yes. this is an interesting story. Vladimir Putin has apparently... is rewarding brutality, shall we say. The guy who's in charge of the jail where Navalny was murdered, his name is Valery Boyarinov. He's 53 years old. He was just given a huge raise 3 days after Navalny was killed. He was awarded the military rank of Colonel General of the Internal Service. Apparently, you know, rewarding him for his torture of... this guy is a famous torturer, by the way, at least according to the director of Mr. Navalny's anti-corruption foundation, Ivan Zondov. He wrote on X, he was the personal, this is the personal reward for torture and murder from Putin. He also alleged that he is, actually the human rights group, gulagu.net, said that he was, quote, the curator of torture conveyors. And since July 2022, this experienced sadist from torture school has held the post of first deputy and oversees all operational work of the gulag of the 21st century. He fulfilled Putin's wish, the physical elimination of his main political opponent. It's amazing. He said there people in there are beaten with batons, choked, pepper sprayed, tied up, forced into awkward positions, and subjected to humiliating procedures. The jail is known to locals as the end of the world. And now that Navalny's mother has been standing outside the prison saying, where's my son's body? As soon as she started doing that, her name is Lyudmila Navalnaya, as soon as she started doing that, Putin ordered Navalny's brother, Oleg, who is not, you know, all that politically active, to be arrested. So now, you know, mom has another son who is going off. Meanwhile, here in the United States, President Biden and the Biden White House have warned all Americans who are in Russia right now to leave Russia right now. There's a level 4 do not travel advisory out. Biden on Friday is going to issue these really severe sanctions on Russia. Obviously, he's expecting that there will be blowback that might be directed at Americans in Russia. The John Kirby, who is the national security advisor to, and spokesperson, the national security spokesperson, for the White House. He said if the Ukrainians aren't better supplied, if they don't get a relief from the shortage of ammunition that they're suffering right now, this move on Avdiivka could actually have a larger effect on the fighting in the east and the amount of territory that the Russians might be able to get over time. Foreign policy journalist Laura Rosen said, quote, Ukrainian troops were forced to withdraw from the city of Avdiivka on Saturday because they practically ran out of supplies, including artillery ammunition. Kirby said, I want to reiterate our very strong warnings about the dangers to U.S. citizens in Russia. It's a good one. Meanwhile, last week, Moscow Mike Johnson was talking about how we're not going to shut down the government. We've got, you know, we've got these two continuing resolutions. One comes up at the, on 1st of March, the other on the 8th of March. Those will be the times we'll have to shut down the government. But don't worry, we're going to work things out. And then yesterday he went down to Mar-a-Lago to kiss Trump's ass. And after the ass kissing, Moscow Mike started talking about, well, maybe we'll have a government shutdown. In fact, one Republican lawmaker confided to a news outlet, to Axios, people are predicting a shutdown even if it's just a few days. If a budget deal is not worked out, it will trigger a 1% across-the-board cut in spending. And they're not supposed to return to work until February 28th, and March 1st is the beginning of the shutdown, which is, you know, 2 days later. This is a leap year. We have 29 days in February, but that's it. And if the budget or stopgap isn't passed by March 8th, according to Axios, expect to see the government shut down. Now, why would they want to do this? Why would, when Mike Johnson goes down to Mar-a-Lago to kiss Trump's behind and get his marching orders, order number one, do whatever Putin wants. In other words, no more weapons for Ukraine. Number two, let's try to damage the United States. If we can damage the U.S. economy, if we can throw people out of work, if we can make people hurt, they will blame Joe Biden because he's the president. They will not blame Donald Trump. He's not the president. And so Trump says to Speaker Johnson, to Moscow Mike, he says, just destroy the economy. Shut down the government for a couple of weeks. Throw the country into a recession. Downgrade the country's credit rating. I mean, you know, the last time this happened, which is when Barack Obama was in the White House, they downgraded our credit rating. It cost us $1 trillion in additional interest that we had to pay over the next decade. I mean, it's clear that Donald Trump and Moscow Mike want to hurt America because they think that will work to their political advantage. This is as disgusting and craven as you can imagine, as it can get. So stay tuned. You know, in a couple of weeks, we're going to find out how this plays out.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
But however it plays out, it's not looking good. I'll be back with your calls on the other side of this break.
Your home from the home of the largest weekday in the world.
From 4 until 6.
We are Oshkosh Air Support. 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt. That's what you do. It's not your fault. It's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dog seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Concerned the issue could cause the vehicle to move with the gear shift in neutral, spurring Toyota to recall 280,000 pickup trucks and sport utes.
Certain parts of the vehicle's automatic transmissions may not promptly disengage, and that could cause the vehicles to creep forward, increasing the risk of a crash. The recall includes Toyota Tundra pickups and Lexus LX600 SUVs from the 2022 and 23 model years, along with 2023 and 24 Toyota Sequoia SUVs.
ABC's Daria Albinger. His two-year-old daughter hospitalized after shooting herself with his revolver. Michael Tolbert of Flint, Michigan, is the first person charged under a new state law requiring safe storage of guns. A judge in Waukegan, Illinois, set a trial date next year, February, for the trial of Robert Cremo III, who fatally shot seven people during a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois, in 2022. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Tony Evers is asking the state Supreme Court to reconsider the state's congressional maps. He signed new legislative maps into law on Monday. Democratic law firm Elias Law Group asked the Wisconsin Supreme Court to take up the congressional maps after the court ruled last year that the legislative maps were unconstitutional. The court will have to move fast as the state elections commission says new maps need to be in place by March 15th to take effect this November. Wisconsin State Senate Republicans are firing four more of Governor Evers' appointees, Democratic Senator Mark Spreitzer.
Governor Evers is still the governor, and he'll still be the governor next session. It's been 5 years, and I'm still waiting for all of you to get used to that.
Tuesday's firings include former Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton from the UW Hospitals and Clinics Board and Tom Ames from the Natural Resources Board. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies here in the overnight as our lows drop to the lower 30s. We'll have light winds. Sunshine expected to return Thursday, though, with the afternoon highs generally in the mid-50s. Winds will turn to the west. A few clouds around the area Thursday night. Currently 35 degrees.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
It is, and thank you so much for all of your support. Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, They're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your heart health. After all, more than half of the American population would still benefit from blood pressure support. That includes me. Superbeats Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure. They even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about Superbeats Heart Chews. Because I want to be healthy, I've been using Superbeats Heart Chews for almost a decade now. Support your heart health with Superbeats Heart Chews. Get a free month supply of Superbeats Heart Chews on all bundles and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to TomLovesBeats.com. That's T-H-O-M, loves, B-E-E-T-S.com. Very simple, very straightforward. TomLovesBeats.com, and I sure do for that special one-month free supply plus the free bag of turmeric chews. TomLovesBeats.com. 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. John in D-Land, Florida. Am I saying that right?
Yes, sir, D-Land. Quick question for you, and I came up with the second one while I was on hold. I hope you got time for it. The first one is, I heard you say to call your state representative how important it is. After 100 calls to Mike Johnson and probably 25 other representatives, do you really think it does anything? Do you think, I mean, is there really anybody listening to them?
Yes. Yeah, every single member of the House of Representatives has somebody who answers the phone and keeps a list of every call. They don't, you know, convey your exact words to the member of Congress, but they will, you know, at the end of the day, they'll come in and say, okay, we got 70 calls today. 47 of them said give money to Ukraine, and 22 of them said don't give money to Ukraine, and five of them were incoherent or whatever. I mean, they create a little spreadsheet, and they just, you know, and here's the number of people who called about abortion, and here's the number of people who called about Ukraine, and here's the number of people who called about, you know, fill in the blank, right? They do that, and public opinion does change, generally speaking, does change the behavior of politicians if it's strong enough. For Republicans, of course, they're balancing the outrage of the voters with the amount of money that their donors will use to carpet bomb the districts with television advertising to make those voters forget how outraged they are. So, you know, it can be a challenge, particularly with somebody like Speaker Mike Johnson, who's in a very safe seat in Louisiana. He's not going to lose his seat any day soon, and probably never. But nonetheless, it's worth doing. It's absolutely worth doing, John.
Okay, and then real quick, did something change in the past year? Because now I'm seeing on my cell phone when calls come in, I'm getting an actual thing across my phone that says, telemarketer. And it don't matter how many times you block it, report it as spam, or whatever you're doing when you push that button on your phone to block it, it still comes through. It's the same, and it says telemarketer. Right. I mean, this is new.
Yeah, this is something that your phone company is doing as a favor to you, and they do it based on, you know, complaints that they get and calling patterns that they see. And in fact, here in Portland, and of course, this is not a regional thing because most all the phone companies now are national or not regional. But the phone company that I use, instead of saying telemarketer, it says scam likely. That's the message I'm getting. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you, sir.
Okay. Good talking to you, John. Thank you very much for the call. James in Arlington, Texas. Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
I was thinking, and before World War, before the Civil War, when slavery was still legal, and it was against the law to assist a slave that's trying to escape from slavery, even in a free state, which was the Dred Scott decision, you had abolitionists like John Brown, who helped traffic the slaves in the Underground Railroad, and they were afraid that the law was against that. And they actually conducted those activities at gunpoint, so that they were not stopped from doing it, even by the law. The law would go there and attempt to bring back a slave that escaped, and the abolitionists would stop them. I want to know, in today's day, why that attitude doesn't exist with around the issue of abortion. There's a lot of fear about assisting a woman to get an abortion because of the law. Mm-hmm. In other words, the doctor's afraid they can do it. People are afraid to escort a woman who needs an abortion across the state line because that's illegal. It would seem to me that there's a certain lack of bravery in order to assist. There's another example.
I can guarantee you, as we are speaking, that there are Underground Railroad equivalents emerging in red states for women who need abortions.
Okay.
They're just, you know, nobody's out there waving a flag saying, here I am, because that brings instant prosecution. But, you know, this was a very real thing up until the Brown v. Board decision. There were networks here in the United States that would fly you into Mexico or fly you to various European countries where abortion was still legal if you had the money. It's got to be going on. I mean, I have no specific evidence of it, but it can't not be happening.
No, I agree with that. Also, it seems to me the doctors could be taken a better stand. Better public.
Well, the doctors are voting with their feet. I mean, the entire state of Idaho is down to 5 obgyns right now.
Yeah, I know. What in Texas? So. I know about the dearth of medical facilities, including abortions.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. But, James, thank you. Thank you for the call. People will find a way. Right? I mean, this is just like, you know, human nature 101. Thanks, James, for the call. Rob in New Orleans. Hey, Rob, we were just speaking in New Orleans. What's on your mind?
Hey, Tom, it's Rob, your number one Louisiana fan.
Thank you.
Interesting aside about Joe Namath, anticipated problems with his brain from all of his football injuries. He committed himself to a very intensive hyperbaric oxygen therapy regime. They would try getting that on Medicare.
Oh, really? When was that?
I just read about it. He saw a scan in his brain, and he committed to HBOT, and after multiple treatments that gray area in his brain was eliminated, he said.
And this is recently?
I've read the article, I'm sure, within the last year.
Huh, interesting. So they're doing hyperbaric oxygen for old people to restore their brains? That's a new one on me.
He was, I guess, anticipating CET, you know, the injuries that football players
CTE,
develop.
Right, yeah.
Right.
Oh, is that cranial traumatic?
I read a lot of
whatever it is. Encephalitis.
Right. I read a lot of news sites, and WSWS.org, World Socialist website, has a very interesting interpretation of Putin's response to Tucker's question, which I thought was interesting, regardless of their politics.
Well, hang on just a second. What was their take?
Just that he was like a fellow imperialist he wants to be friends with the other oligarchs in the West, and he's not serving the Russian people as well as he could, kind of basically.
Weird.
Regardless of the criticism of Tucker, I'd like to see more interviews with countries we have conflicts with. We've been in conflict with Iraq for 35 years, and I've never seen an Iraqi politician or journalist on Morning Joe or any of these other shows talking about their society.
It's because these are not free societies. So the people, if you were to interview those people, you're either going to get BS out of them or you're going to get, you know, meaningless drivel from them. Witness the interview with Putin, you know.
I would love, just as a citizen, to be able to go on some type of website where I can just talk to a Russian, you know. I mean, with the internet's that connected. Louisiana, we've got, I'm taking some inspiration from you. We've got 200,000 children food insecure. We've got 500,000 diabetics. I'm starting a new Louisiana green organization promoting dynamic agroecology and the sweet potato as the basis of food security, and metabolic health. I'll keep you posted.
Sweet potatoes
on that.
Are very healthy. They're high in vitamin A.
So, and also and we've got this new crazy back governor whose first initiative is, you know, let's find additional ways to execute people.
And
I'm suggesting, since they're evangelical Christians, we get Elon Musk to develop a robot to stone people, you know?
I don't get it, Rob. Here in Oregon, I can, if I have two doctors who certify that I'm going to be dead in the next 6 months and I'm in pain, I can get a prescription for a little bottle of orange liquid. It's probably phenobarbital. That I could drink and just lay down and go to sleep and never wake up. I don't know why if they've got to kill people, and frankly, you know, I'm totally opposed to it, but if they have to kill people, why don't they just give them that same little bottle of phenobarbital and let them fall asleep and die? I mean, I get it. It's all about, you know, vengeance, and we want to see them in pain, and we want to see them writhing. Rob, thank you for the call. It's kind of a sad commentary on America, or at least on those states, those red states that still, well, it's not all red states. We still have the death penalty here in Oregon. Those states that still have the death penalty. It's barbaric. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Talk media for the sane among us. I'll be back with your calls in just a second.
Your home from the devil's home of the largest weekday in the world.
From 4 until
we
6.
We are Oshkosh Air Support. 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they'd love it. After all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real beef, turkey, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. It was a noticeable difference, both in their bodies and in their behavior. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch, so there's no mess, how it's shelf-stable, so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. And I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Check it out, drmartypets.com/THOM. drmartypets.com/Tom, THOM. drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, THOM, to 511-511. 51 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Jeff in Portland. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
How you doing, Tom?
Good.
Good to talk to you. What's on my mind is campaign strategy. I recall in 2010 when Democrats kind of hid from Obama because of reactions to Obamacare, and it cost us. And we just, I've been involved in strategic planning exercises for multi-hundred million dollar corporations where we really pull together cohesively. And why isn't the president not only asking for the vote for president, but Democrats up and down the ticket so that we can accomplish the things that everybody wants, including Republicans? You know, healthcare, education, abortion rights, voting rights, sensible gun measures, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It just seems like we're playing whack-a-mole with our strategy, which means there is no cohesive strategy. And I would just like to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah. I get what you're saying, Jeff. I think it's important to keep in mind that it is February, and the campaign season really does not begin until after Labor Day, until after the end of the summer. So I fully expect what you're calling for to be happening in September, October, and November. They're keeping their powder dry for right now. You have to save your money for that basically 10-12 week stretch leading up to the election.
So that makes sense.
The name of the game right now is what's called earned media, which is, you know, get on the news. So
right.
Alrighty.
And get some money in your pocket.
There you go. Good talking to you, Jeff. Thank you. David in North Miami Beach, Florida. Hey David, what's on your mind today?
Hey, y'all, I just want to remind you, when it comes to Putin's enemies, they love to go after brothers, whether it's Alexander Vindman and his brother,
yep,
or now Navalny and his brother.
Yep.
But now that Back to the Future is a musical, I wanted to remind you that, remember, going after Trump, you're going after the myth as much as the man. People forget that the villain Biff was based on Trump, especially the alternate Biff. Who had actual wealth and power.
That's right, yeah. Was it the screenwriter who knew Trump or who lived in New York? I mean, that story's been around for a while.
I know what you know, but that sounds about right. Yeah, so in our analogy, President Trump was alt-biff with actual power. We were up against, powerless biffs before his election. But now we have Biden as our George McFly, who may not be as glamorous, but gets stuff done that has to be done.
Yeah.
But if the worst happens and the Alabama fetus as person comes true, I hope Biden threatens a basic income so that mothers are able to claim an extra basic income on behalf of their fetus. We'll have the matriarchy that Lynn Cheney feared. I hope Biden can use that as a threat.
I get it. There's 16 different ways to strategize this, but that's a good one. David, thank you. Thank you very much. Leslie in Lorain, Ohio. Hey, Leslie, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Maybe this is a question maybe I should have called in tomorrow, but just thinking about the situation in Ukraine and how they can defend themselves. And I remember about 6-8 months ago, there was a talk about them needing the equipment to have their own air defense system.
Right.
And the fact was they didn't have any pilots that were capable of flying the planes that the other countries had offered to loan them.
Right.
So what has happened to that now? Since they're running low on ammunition, what's going on over there and what has happened to that program, I wonder?
Yeah, that's a good question for a Russia expert or for our war correspondent tomorrow, Phil Itner.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about that in at least a month. My understanding is at the time, and you're right, this was several months ago, that at the time we had a number of these Ukrainian pilots who were training outside of Ukraine. They were training in Sweden. I understand some of them were actually training in the United States. I would guess that kind of thing would be on the QT because they wouldn't want to notify the Russian assassins where these people are.
That's true. Yeah.
So
that's
probably true, what we're going to, probably someday we're going to wake up to a news report that, an F-35 being flown by a Ukrainian Air Force pilot just blew up a Russian battalion or something, it's.
Well, it sure seems like they could use them about now,
You betcha. I don't know what the delay has been. A bunch of European countries now, this came out of this Munich security meeting that they had last week, Munich 2024. And was it Finland or Denmark? I think it was Finland said that they're going to donate 100% of their artillery shells to Ukraine because the situation is so dire. But, these NATO countries and European countries are, in general, are just, they're starting to flip out. They're getting very, very concerned about the fact that, Medvedev and Putin's generals are talking about going after Poland and Latvia and Lithuania and Estonia. And it's a legitimate fear. I absolutely think he is. In fact, I think he was telegraphing an attack on Poland to Tucker Carlson. And it wouldn't surprise me if Putin actually wants World War III. I think he thinks that World War II was a glorious moment for Russia. Leslie, I got to run, but thank you for the call. We'll be right back with Debbie Hines.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's keto longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s, time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.